Mishnah Yom is for Wednesday, the 10th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a person who makes a neder ad hakshomim until the rains start. However, that can be quite ambiguous. There are three times for rain in Eretz Yisrael. There was called the Revi'a HaRishona. There was called the Revi'a Bechira, as it's called, the early rains. Then there's the middle rains, and then there's the later rains. There is a Machlokes Tanoim about what is the earlier rains, what time that is, what date is it? And there, what date is the middle one? What date is the last one? Three-way Machlokes of Tanoim. We will learn, like the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, that the first rains are the 17th of Cheshvan, the middle rains are the 23rd, and the late rains are in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Ha'adak shomim, if a person says he's making a vow to ban eating this thing until the rains, or he says ad shiyuak shomim, until the rains will be, he's also ad sheterid revi'ashnia. We say that by default, if he doesn't define what rains he means, he probably means the middle rains, which is the rains that come, according to Rabbi Yossi, as we said, the 23rd of Cheshvan. So, when those rains come, the rains come at the time of the 23rd of Cheshvan, then we say he's allowed to eat that food or have that item that he banned upon himself. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ad sheyagia zmana shel revi'a. He says, no. He says it doesn't, when he makes such a vow, that doesn't mean he's osur until the rains actually come down. He's only osur until the time that the rains normally would come down in the middle season, even if no rain came down. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, he holds that his kavana, the intention of the person making the vow, was simply not till the rains come down, but till the time for that middle rains to come down, which is, as we said before, 23rd of Cheshvan, whether or not rains come. And the reason for that is because rains are not always coming exactly on the day. And therefore, he probably meant a more of a defined time. He probably meant the Zman of the Revi'a, when the middle time of the middle rains is the 23rd of Cheshvan, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, as we're learning. What happens if he makes a vow? He will not have this food until the rains will cease. What does that mean? Till when? Says the Mishnah, ad sheyetze nisan kulay, until the end of Chodesh Nisan. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Nisan is still a time of rains. Still you can get rains in Nisan. So he meant until the end of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says he only meant ad sheyaver ha-Pesach. He's only also until Pesach is over. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the rains do not occur after Pesach, and therefore he doesn't mean anything more than that. It's not the whole month of Nisan, it's only till the end of Pesach is also. Konem yain she'eni toim hashana. If he says, I'm banning wine, I'm making a vow, I'm not going to have wine this year. Nisabra Hashana. What happens if the Beis Din added another month? They made it Adar Sheni. Also, Bavibura. Then he's prohibited to have the wine during the whole year, including that extra month, the month of Adar Sheni. Ad Rosh Adar. If he says, I'm banning wine until the beginning of Adar, and then they added an extra Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Harishan. We say he meant only until the beginning of the first of Adar. Ad Soif Adar, if he says, I'm banning wine, I will not have it until the end of Adar, Ad Soif Adar Rishon, until the end of Adar Rishon. Now, the Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where the person making the vow did not know that the year would become a leap year. And therefore, everybody agrees that because he didn't know there would be a leap year, so we say he meant this Adar, which happens to be the first Adar. If, however, he would know, or he knew, that it was a leap year, and he said until Rosh Adar or Atzof Adar, then Rabbi Meir's opinion is that it means Adar Sheni. Because generally speaking, if you know it's a leap year and you made a vow till Adar or at the end of Adar, you mean Adar Sheni, the second Adar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koinam Yain Sheni Toim Ad Sheheya Pesach. What happens if he says, I'm making a vow, I'm not going to have wine until Pesach will be? Yehei Pesach. Now, even though he said until Pesach will be, normally we say that if you say Ad Sheyehei Pesach, it means, or Ad Sheyehei anything, it means until the end of that period. But here, says Rabbi Huda, he's only also Eina also Ela Ad Lele Pesach. He's only forbidden wine until the beginning of Pesach, until the night of the Seder. Why? Shele Niskavin Zeh Ela Ad Sha'ol Shedach Benorim Shesyayin. He only intended with his vow to make himself also till the time that people normally drink wine in order to have the Dalet Kosas. Now, is Rabbi Huda arguing with what we learned in the second Mishnah at the beginning of our parak? Because there we learned, if a person says Ad Sheyehei HaPesach, he's also until it's over. Well, some say, yes, Rabbi Huda is in fact arguing. And he holds that even though he said Ad Sheyehei, it does not mean until Pesach is over, but it means until the Pesach will start. Others say that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Mishnah previously in the beginning of the parak, because that Mishnah there was talking about other things except for wine. When it comes to other things except for wine, Rabbi Huda agrees, Ad Sheyehei means until it's done, until the end of Pesach. But if he says it with regard to wine, if he made a ban, he made a vow that he's banning wine for himself, then, says Rabbi Huda, it's different. Then even if he says until Yehei Pesach, he's Kavana, he's only intended until Leil Pesach, until the night of Pesach. So it's an exception in the case of wine, and he's not arguing with that principle that we had, that Ad Sheyehei means until it's over. It's just that here, by wine, it's different. Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is a continuation of Rabbi Huda's words, with which we just concluded the previous Mishnah. And it adds here to tell us that Rabbi Huda argues on a klal that the Chachamim say that anything that has a Zman Kavua, anything that has a fixed time, and he says, Ad Sheyetze, until Ad Sheyehei, until it'll be, we said before, well, if it's got a defined period of time, it's not an ambiguous or an unknown quantity, then he's also until it's over. Ad Sheyehei means until it's over. And Rabbi Huda now comes in our Mishnah Vav here and argues with that principle. And he's going to tell us that even if it's a Zman Kavua, even if there's something which is a defined quantity, a defined amount of days, and he said Ad Sheyehei, he will only be Osir until it starts, because we have to look at the context in which he made the neder. Let's have a look. Says the Mishnah, Omar, if a person said, Koinem Bosa She'eni Taim Ad Shehei Atzoim, I'm making a vow, I will not eat meat until there will be the fast. The fast of Yom Kippur. And normally, hey means until it's over, until it's finished. Says Rabbi Yudah, no. We say that he meant to ban himself from wine only, to ban himself from meat, I should say, only till the Sudam of Sekes, which you eat on the eve of the fast. Because we say that the Noida, the one who made the vow, only intended to make himself Osir till a point of time where most people will still be eating meat. Will be eating meat, and most people do eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur, the Sudam of Sex. In fact, it's a mitzvah to have a meal. So we say that he did not intend to ban himself for meat beyond that time. And he can eat meat then on Sudam of Sex. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ben Noyomer, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says that also in a case of Koinam Shum She'eni Toim, he makes a vow, I'm not going to have garlic Ad Shetei Shabbos, until Shabbos will be. Ein osur elad leil Shabbos. He's only osin garlic until Friday night, but he can have it Friday night. Why? Sholin niskavin ze elad shah shebnech menor mechol shum. He only intended to make it until the time where people normally will eat garlic. But when people normally eat garlic, which is Friday, as there was a Tekon of Ezra, people should eat garlic on Friday or Friday night. Rabbi Yossi wants to tell us, following the shit of his father, that here too we will be lenient on the person making the neder, and we will explain in the context of what he's made in neder, he only meant until the Friday night, the beginning of Shabbos, not until Shabbos will be. Some say that Rabbi Yehuda is not in agreement with his son on this matter. Some say Rabbi Huda only said it as far as wine, because mitzvah dalet koisos is quite choshev, very important, and therefore he would not want to miss out those four cups of wine on Seder night, so he means until Pesach will start. Whereas in the case of garlic, on the Friday, that's nowhere as near as important in terms of chashivus, and therefore, maybe if he says until Shabbos will be, it'll be till the end of Shabbos, despite the Tekan of Ezra.